Let's play the at what age game. There's no right answers. All right.
Okay.
But let's try it. At what age should someone be able to start dating? Like boys 12, girls 30? No.
My parents set 16 for me and my brothers, and I thought that was appropriate.
I think that's
pretty good.
It's I like real dating. Mm-hmm. Like if you're a boyfriend, if one of my kids had like boyfriend, girlfriend in seventh or eighth grade and they wanted to have them come over and hang out with the family, I would be okay with that. Like not overnight or something, but that. But like real dating, I think you should be able to drive yourself. Maybe I'll be wrong. I'll take the kids to a movie or something and then pick them up. But
yeah, I base it on myself. I didn't want to like real date until I had a car, until I could drive. Because I didn't want my parents taking me places.
Yeah, I never
considered. I didn't want to meet up. Like, it felt weird.
Mayla, what do you think?
Yeah, I think I agree with 16. My parents tried to make that the rule for us. But then when I was like 14, 15, I was like, oh, no, everybody else was dating.
Yeah.
And I just thought my parents were being strict. And
were you one of those girls that was dating like a guy in college or something? Because we should talk if you weren't.
No. Well, yeah. My senior year, I was 17. He wasn't in college, but he was 20.
Right.
20.
That's not so bad. Senior year, but everybody knew those people where she's like, I'm a freshman and my boyfriend's in college. I'm like, what? Yeah. Even when I was 16, it was like, that's weird.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For him, especially. Like, I can see why because you always, when you're young, you always want to date someone older. They're more mature and everything else. But I always worry about that person who's going the other way, you know, till you're 47 and you meet someone who's 15 years younger than you. Then that's fine. As a random, non-specific example.
It doesn't matter if you had a 401k when they were in kindergarten. As long as it's long enough past that point, then it's fine.
Yeah.
I didn't, but it was getting close. At what age should you give up on your unrealistic dream?
Never.
Oh, yeah, never.
How unrealistic are we talking?
Right. If it's like, I have a dream to become an astronaut.
Okay, yeah.
Like after 50, give it up, man. It ain't
50.
Happening, you know.
That's not 20. Happening.
Well, and honestly, unless you're already like an Air Force pilot or something.
You can quit that one the day you get glasses.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Isn't that a thing?
No, I think they have corrective surgery.
Yeah,
now,
whatever age cutoff. Like somewhere has so like models or something like there are people who, if you're 50 years old and you want to become a model, you can do that now. But usually like if you want to be a supermodel walking in the Victoria's Secret shows and things like that, like 27 is probably where you're done.
What if I eliminate the word unrealistic? At what age should you give up on your dream? Is the answer then, well, it depends on what it is?
Yeah, kind of. I mean, it really does kind of depend.
But if your dream is to travel or own your own business or learn a language or play guitar,
I know,
then don't give up on it.
My friend's parents and even my friends who had kids really young are just now starting to pursue their career goals and dreams or travel goals and dreams because they couldn't do that before because they had kids young or because they had to become financially stable to be able to support that dream they've had. So I would still say, even if it's ridiculous, you never know. Even if you're playing guitar one day and you've got a great voice and you just haven't been discovered, it takes one viral video for you to like have a huge following on TikTok suddenly. Like I would,
and you
never
can do it without burning your life down.
Yeah, exactly. As long as you're not like screwing over everybody in your life to learn how to play the guitar, then
right, exactly. But and some people may never realize their dream, but sometimes it motivates them too. Like it's something to sort of.
Ooh.
Always look forward to.
A listener has one. At what age do I take my nipple piercings out?
Never.
I'm a 38-year-old man.
Never. Don't do it.
I don't know. It depends on your lifestyle, I guess.
If it starts drooping and looking like Joe Exotic's like eyebrow piercing, then maybe take it out of there.
Tiger King or whatever.
Yeah.
But if you like him, you like him. Hell, Cuomo was New York governor and he had them.
Oh, yeah. That's true.
Remember, he had his nipples pierced.
That was the least of his problems.
It was weird and very unappealing and made me want to vomit in my mouth a little bit.
Unappealing for you, though.
Like 20 years ago, I would have said,
it does to me.
I don't know, 25 when you get out of college and have a real, but now, if you like it, knock yourself out. I don't care if you get them when you're 45.
Yeah, I wish I had bigger boobs and then I think I would probably get nipple piercings. But I don't want like a bar with like the two little ball, like what you see on everybody's nipples. I want like the really dainty ones, like what I have in my ear. I want like little baby, almost like freckles. I'd love
like
that.
Like a diamond stud or what?
Yeah. Well, it could be like a, I feel like a diamond stud might get caught on fabric a little more. So it could be like a rounded stud, but not big. I want them to be like teeny tiny. But do they get like lost in your nipples? I don't know.
Lost?
Yeah,
lost?
Because your nipples swell when you get turned on. Some people do.
I mean, if they were, I guess if they were dainty enough.
Well, you sure were turned on before the night show on Friday.
Yeah. I was freezing cold and not wearing a bra, and I looked at the guys and I was like, I am really sorry. It's so cold in here.
I hadn't noticed it, and then after you said it,
yes,
I'm like, now I can.
Everyone had.
Yeah. Yeah, so
it was
you
a
walked
white
in
shirt
and poked
too.
Me in the eye. I was I like, know. All right, well, that's how this night's going.
Nudging everybody with my nipples on Friday.
Yeah. You know, Kelly walked in and I was like, okay, I guess I'm not making eye contact with anyone today. I just look.
All of a sudden, we were super into the art at the Woodlands.
Look, I used my nipple stickers the week before in Grand Rapids, and I wanted to flash you guys so bad because they were marijuana leaves and they were and they were glittery. But I couldn't reuse them, and I wanted to so bad. And then I didn't have a car to get anywhere to go buy other nipple stickers. So I was like, whatever, everybody's got nipples.
Next time, Kelly.
Yeah, you should have just asked. I had a bunch of nipple
you
stickers
did?
With
Damn
me.
It.
Yeah.
Do all ladies have nipple stickers that they keep for just such an occasion?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Or you can get like,
are they all designs?
No, you can get like little round
like
ones.
Maitland, are yours
like
all
silicone?
Joe Dirt stickers?
I wish.
I know. No. They're funnier when they have a theme.
Mine are just circles and they're like silicone. They look like chicken.
Oh,
like
yeah.
Pieces of chicken.
I sweat too much for the silicone. They start to sag on me a little. Oh, so I got to do a sticker.
That just reminded me, this is an embarrassing show code story. One time in eighth grade, when should you start dating? We weren't dating, but it was when kids are starting to really flirt. So we went to Nicole's house, all of our group of friends, and we watched Children of the Corn on her bed with a bunch of boys and girls. And then afterwards, we were out screwing around in the kitchen, getting a snack or whatever. And I found these bags of silicone in the freezer. And I was like, hey, look at me. These are breast implants, blah, blah, blah. And then her mom went through and she said, you know, they are, right? And I went, oh, sorry. And she said, yeah, I had breast cancer. So I used those. Okay, I'm going to shove them back in here. Nicest lady I've ever met now that I feel like the worst. I learned that lesson. I've never done anything like that since then.
Nope.
Wow.
Except for that time you told that lady she had really nice hair and it was a wig.
Oh, the list is insurmountable.
Yeah, I mean, should we go down the list?
No, we shouldn't. I shared a new one.
Walking out of here with a brand new truck.
Or.
Said to the woman in the wheelchair. Yeah.
Well, she didn't win. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
But so it was
You were
wrong.
Accurate in your statement.
I mean, she did not walk out of there.
What was it? Say hi to your husband for me. He's dead.
Oh, yeah. God. Dang
it. Mary.
Yeah. God, there's so many that I'm repressing.
Lady How about, at the arena that saw us on the ice and then said, hey, I saw you down there. And Free Beer said, good eye. And she had Graves' disease. It's true.
Or that time,
like, I mean,
Jim from promotions was going down with a box of stuff like he often did for local station doing beach hits to the lakeshore. And I said, what'd you do, get fired? And he said, yeah. And then I got home and saw the email that he had just been fired. And everyone else in the elevator knew but me.
Oh, no.
And then everything went terrible for that guy after that. He robbed a library.
Oh, God. Yeah,
it's probably because of me.
Who robbed the library?
Yeah.
What did you go there for?
You got all those late fees.
Do they have money at the library?
No,
but they have
security.
Oh,
it's like quarters or dimes.
They have security, cameras, and mugshots available.
Wasn't he taking like DVDs or CDs?
I don't know what like specifically. That. It wasn't as dumb as going there during hours and then running out with books he could have taken.
It's still pretty
as far weird. As I know.
He could have just checked those DVDs out for like a dollar.
And then sold them and then said, sorry, not paying the late fees.
Yeah, just run.
100 years from now, send one back. Yeah, but anyway, I almost never do that anymore. No, probably did it yesterday.
Oh, damn it. That's funny. I'm going to think about robbing libraries for a long time now.
Goals. Never give up on your goals.
Yeah,
how
exactly.
old should you be to tell a story without going off on tangents?
How old should you be? I don't know what that age is.
Are the tangents good tangents? Because sometimes there's tangents that are great, and other times it's just details about what your tires looked like that day or something.
Isn't that what like stand-up comedy is to starting a story that goes off on a tangent?
If this show didn't have tangents, we'd be playing 12 songs an hour.
Yeah, tangents are fun.
Good time to get back to the classic rock. I've been waiting for you to say that.
And that's what everybody does when you have a conversation, even in regular life. You have a great conversation for 3 hours, and then you go, wait, how did we get here? God, you realize you're on a subject matter that makes no sense, and then you go, oh, well, I asked about where you buy Band-Aids, and now somehow we are telling a story about an alligator in the Everglades. I don't know.
So the rule of thumb when you start in radio and you're being trained is one thought per break. And that makes sense when you're starting out because it's easy to get lost, and you're just doing what would be in the business you'd call just a normal jock shift where you're playing songs and, all right, coming up, we've got your favorite hits from, you know, the 80s, 90s, and today on the way, Matchbox 20 and the Goo Goo Dolls, but this is blah, blah, blah. Yeah. By the way, have you haven't seen there's a boat show this week? Whatever. Boat show is your topic. But then as we started to expand the show, we had a program director who was still stuck in one thought per break, please.
Yeah.
And if we did something, he would say, now that second part was very funny, but it was still two thoughts per break. And so we were getting.
The audience can't keep up.
We're like, that's the dumbest thing I've ever heard in my life. So one day when we went to lunch, we were all fed up. And so he took us to lunch, and it was going to be a positive meeting. And we said, hey, let's do this like the radio show. So before the waitress comes and gets our drinks, we're only going to talk about the Phillies and Eagles games yesterday. And then after that, until she orders, we're only going to talk about what happened on Monday Night Raw, and we catered it to all things he liked to talk about. And then once the food gets there, we'll only talk about the food. And then he went, ha, yeah. And then we stuck to it, and he was so pissed. And we said, this is what you want on the radio, you stupid ass.
Yeah, I know we weren't done with Philly statistics, but break's over.
Sorry, yeah.
I'm sorry you want to bring something up. Wait till the promo plays.
Yeah, you should have got it in when we were talking about it.
So the question is, did that change his mind?
No,
of course not.
You all agree that no.
Yeah.
No, you're exactly right. He didn't think it applied at all to what we were talking about. That's different. Well, you hated it now, just like we do tomorrow.
That's real conversation. You mean like what we have in the studio? Okay.
Yeah. Try to be relatable. Don't talk like the people do. Yeah. Great advice,
don't
sir.
Don't be normal.
Great advice. Don't forget the Hayden Panettiere interview. Why don't you shut up, Garrett in Cincinnati?
Yeah.
Every day I try to forget that. And then people like you who get up in the morning and say, what can I do to ruin Freebeer's life? You text in. Thank you for being the only person who likes us in Cincinnati, even though we were on for a year and a half.
I wonder if they got one of the
iPads we
gave
away. We were not on for a
year
and a half. That's the most offensive thing you've ever said.
We were on long enough to give an iPad to everybody in Cincinnati who would choose not to hate us for 1 minute so they could... Yeah. Sign up online.
We were on long enough to go there twice on our own dime.
Well, yeah. Well, I flew there once too
and
to do
Steve
a break
flew
in.
There once.
Oh, yeah. That we paid for.
That we paid
out
for.
Out of our own pocket.
Yep.
See, that last thing, all tangent.